Weekend Breakfast on 702. Let's walk the talk.
Kosi Gianni, always a pleasure chatting to you. Happy Sunday once more.
Happy Sunday to you too, Nicola.
Yeah, I hope it's a good one. Sun is shining and we're breathing, so there's a lot to be happy about there, as I always say. So talk to us about survival guilt. When is that something that hits us and why?
Yeah, so what we're talking about is a burden of guilt. So in some sense, a sense of culpability following some adverse or traumatic event, right? So there's a sense within the person experiencing this that things should have turned out differently. So there's a mismatch in their world between the idealized outcome or how things should have been and the actual, right? So there's a mismatch. And this can happen on a number of levels. So one of the ways in which people can experience survival guilt is through either commission or omission, or in some sense that there has been an enactment of injustice. In other words, there's been some sort of violation of a script through which we understand the order of things, and when things don't turn out the way that we know them, that they should be that way. So it can play out in a number of scenarios.
And I suppose this is certainly something that has really come to the fore now during the very uncertain times that we live in around COVID-19, the coronavirus really bringing death, destruction, and tragedy to so many of us.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So it can play out if we look at the scenario, as you've just rightly pointed out, that where we are living now in this time of uncertainty. I mean, we've just been thrown in uncertainty, and not just us, the normal people, but more so us, the normal people, because the people we look up to give us answers are themselves conflicted in their views around this invisible enemy that we is always ever so imminent. And we are told that it exists, it is imminent, and just when we think we've got our finger on the pulse of it, it mutates, right? So it's moving. So there's an unknowability and yet this imminence of vulnerability against this enemy. So it kind of, we are thrown in so many ways, right? And so where the survival guilt might come from is in terms of commission, for example, in this case. So while the advocacy is that these are the things that we need to do, you know, to prevent this. So commission might be that you do the very thing that is said would render you vulnerable. So if you don't have that physical distance and all the measures that we are told we are supposed to follow, if you don't sanitize, so that's a commission of something where you expose yourself in some way. So where they say this is a hot spot, you go to that very place. So that's a commission of a violation that would then render you susceptible or vulnerable. But you don't experience it. And someone else who perhaps was so cautious, it turns out that this person becomes infected, right? Whereas you, who's been more carefree than that person has been, so it's the inverse of how things are supposed to play out. And that guilt becomes, if something happens to that person, so, and this person may have been close to you, or you may have been together at certain of these things. And then the question becomes, why me? Why did I survive this, whereas so-and-so didn't? And that's the guilt in something that you deliberately or consciously have enacted, and the consequences of it are adverse to someone else and not to you. Or by omission, where you have omitted to do something that you should have done, and still, you know, something happens, and you take a sense of culpability for that having happened.
You just joined us. We're talking to Kosi Gianni. She's a clinical psychologist, and we're talking about survival guilt. How do you deal with the guilt that you may or may not feel if someone close passes to you and you somehow feel responsible? Kosi, sometimes you are responsible. you know, yes. your direct yes. actions led to
yes.
the misfortune yes. of someone else. What yes. do you do then? Do you immediately try and sort of seek a way to pay homage, to make amends? Or what's the process in dealing with the guilt that you may well justifiably feel?
Justifiably experience, yeah. So if we take an example of reckless driving, right? So you're driving and somebody, you know, you get into an accident, and somebody who was innocent, who had no active role in what happened, suffers an adverse effect of your action. So in that sense, it would be justified because there is a recognition that I could have done things differently, so I could have prevented this. However, as you say, what do you do about it? And it is about matching, coming to terms with. So it's, first of all, to recognize that it is normal. And in this case, even more so justified, because you can actually identify the actions that you took that then had this consequence, which is adverse to someone else. So it is justifiable, and it is normal that you will feel that way. And that if you didn't feel that way, there actually would be a problem. Because it would mean that, you know, as you would say, you're heartless or callous and don't have a sense of empathy and sympathy for what someone else is going through as a consequence of not their actions, but your actions, right? So it would be justified. And however, we would then say, okay, there is a sense in which across time, you need to come to terms with and make peace with. And that is where it might then be that if it goes on for so long, and because as human beings, you know, we are an interconnected system, there would be physiological consequences to the person, right? Feelings, restlessness, they're not able to sleep, they perhaps relive the experience, they have nightmares and continue to have flashbacks of that experience, which is not, across time, it doesn't improve. Right. And it becomes a debilitating. It has an adverse effect on their ability to function, to restore their everyday functioning. So it would impact all areas of their lives, physically, emotionally also, a feeling of helplessness, feeling demoralized, feeling anxious, and even to the point of perhaps suicidality, that if so-and-so died, why should I be allowed to live? So maybe I don't deserve to live, and therefore thoughts of what do I do to make amends for this. Suicidal thoughts that may even also gravitate towards suicidal ideation in terms of what are the ways in which I can do something about this, right?
Mm.
And so we say, the one important thing in terms of how do we deal with that is to come to terms with the fact that it did happen. So this is where cognitive behavior therapy becomes quite a useful modality of dealing with this, which is about aligning your thoughts with reality. And it is a journey.
Kosi Giane, clinical psychologist, chatting to us about survival guilt. Give us a call now if you have a question, you have a comment. Are you suffering from survival guilt? Has someone close to you suffered something painful? Have they passed away? Do you hold yourself responsible? Let's try and talk about the positive ways we can deal with such emotions. Lines are open, like I said, on 011-883-0702. Otherwise, 072-702-1702 is the WhatsApp line. How do we try and redirect this in a positive manner, Kwasi? Is it even possible if we are so deep down in the depths of a depression that we have, you know, our actions have led to the death of someone. Our actions have led to the severe misfortune of someone else. I'm just going to end it all. How do we redirect that into a positive way?
Yeah, so it is about what is it that you can do? So is there anything that you physically, practically can do? So, for example, if you pay for their costs of this, if it's a burial, if they've been injured, medication, taking them there to their medical appointments and so on. So in some ways, you help them to bear the burden of what has happened as a consequence of those actions, right? And then there's a level at which you cannot do everything for them all the time. And so there's a sense of what is it that you need to bear with, to live with. So a sense of a level at which you need to work at forgiving yourself, knowing that you are perfectly imperfect like everybody else. We do make mistakes. It's part of our imperfection, and to come to terms with that, and that this is the consequence of or the gravity of the mistake that I have made, and to own that. And to own that. And that may take a while for that to settle.
Well, what about people that don't own it, though? You know, we're talking about survival guilt, but maybe the converse of that is, what about, you know, people that don't feel survival guilt? They somehow feel a survival joy.
And this is what I was saying, that it is an important part to feel that, because what it is saying is you have empathy for what someone else is experiencing, so that you're not gloating and being unaffected by something that has happened, whether it is by commission or omission, or even we just feel bad at the fact, something that has nothing to do with you. You know, for example, somebody is standing at a street corner, they're begging for food or whatever. You don't know this person from a bar of soap, but there's a sense in which there is a sense of humanity that what this person is going through, we can in a sense put ourselves in their position and are able to empathize with the pain or the difficulty that they may be going through. So when that doesn't happen, we say that there is a way in which there is an erosion of humanity. And it is about getting the person to have a conversation about the person recognizing and acknowledging their role in that situation. And again, that may also be part of a person's, you know, shock response, where their body is protecting them psychologically. So, for example, we have what we call, you know, a delayed response, because their body goes into some sort of shutdown mechanism to protect them from, you know, the coming to terms with the magnitude of things. And you know, it may necessitate a talking to that kind of awakens the person to the event, its magnitude, its consequences, and therefore culpability and what it is that they need to do to make some sort of amends for their actions in that situation.
How important is it to try and find people that have gone through something similar to you or something of the same feelings that you're trying to deal with? Is it helpful when it comes to survival guilt?
No, absolutely. You know, we can talk about the individual level. So there's things that are your own journey and individual a role that you need to play and that you need to own yourself. But there's also in what we're saying, how can you leverage social capital to help you, you know, firstly in terms of social motivation, how can other people support you, motivate you, perhaps through their own lived experience, through their own journey, so that you can, in some sense, drink off their cup, right? But also, how do they enable? Maybe they know things that work for them that you may not be aware of, in terms of information, in terms of strategies, in terms of resources that they may have access to that you don't have. So it always is useful, absolutely.
So, Kosi, it's a part of human nature for us to feel guilty. Not only guilty about surviving or not having something bad happen to us, but there is a sense of guilt among a lot of aspects of our lives. Is there any way that guilt can be a positive thing?
Sure. Guilt says that there is a sense in which we hold ourselves accountable for something that we are responsible for. So the two must go hand in hand in the normal sense of things. So you can't hold somebody accountable for something that they are not responsible for. So the normal, healthy side of guilt is that recognition and making a connection between what you are responsible for and having accepted that responsibility, but in some ways not having lived up to that responsibility. And guilt then is about holding yourself accountable for the consequences of not having stepped up to and taken the necessary actions that you knew you were responsible for. So it becomes a healthy way, because it then says there's a gap between what I understand, have accepted, and is therefore expected of me, and how I have showed up in a particular situation. So the guilt says, identifies that there's a gap there, and then the next step would be, so how do I correct? What is it that I need to do to make up for that deficit, as it were?
Okay, so there is a positive way to use your guilt to correct and make yourself, at the very least, feel better about what has happened. But what about when it is really just not justified? When someone continually blames themselves for something that was completely out of their control and comes to a point where they're unable to accept that anything, if anything was done differently, there would not have been a better outcome. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so then there needs to be a conversation, because usually when something like that, we usually begin to hypothesize that perhaps is a history, so that this current event is actually a compounded event of things that were not resolved perhaps from previously, in the sense of, for example, as a child, they may have been held responsible or accountable for something that was not there. They may have been accused of something, and that is kind of being etched into their subconscious mind. So they then begin to take responsibility for things that are not actually, or take accountability or hold themselves accountable for things that they are not responsible for. And so it is about, again, having that conversation that begins to unpack and to help them to reformulate a more realistic frame of understanding themselves, their role, the other person and other people. So it's about creating a healthy understanding and a healthy sense of boundaries between what you are responsible for and what other people are also responsible for. And therefore, what are the actions that then accompany that more realistic sense of understanding and a frame of reference about how things work out and how things should work out. And perhaps take some conversations that say, maybe you need to have a conversation with someone over something that happened previously, so that you have some sort of corrective emotional experience around that, and that it begins to reframe your understanding of things, and therefore how you then begin to engage differently going forward with whatever, you know, realities will emanate as they do in life.
Kosi, when do we need to decide that we can't deal with this on our own, or among others that have been through something similar, and we need professional help? When do we realize that we've reached that point?
When it continues to be debilitating, despite time having passed since the event, and perhaps attempts that you have made to deal with the situation through your social capital, through people, through friends, in informalized ways, where we have just sought to draw on people's experiences to help us understand, which tends to be more on the practical, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. So what the professional conversation will do is that it will take you to a deeper place of unpacking what actually the dynamics at play that are there in that situation that you perhaps are not aware of. So it is about widening your sense of awareness, or that window of awareness about what is at play in that particular situation, so that you now have a revised frame of reference for how to deal with issues. And perhaps it begins to then, to leverage on what your informal resources. You then begin to have a different perspective that leverages on even the profession, both the professional and the informal resources of support.
Kosi, as always, it's interesting speaking to you. Massive understatement there. If people want to find out professionally from you how they can deal with their survival guilt, how do they get a hold of you?
They can get hold of me on 083-633-6563, or they can email me on kosij@mweb.co.za.
Halala, Kosi, have a good Sunday. We'll speak same time, same place next week.
Shab shab. Thanks, Niklas. Happy Sunday to you.
Kosi Jiane, clinical psychologist, chatting to us about survival guilt, something very, very pertinent in the world that we live in at the moment.